Immanuel Kant, pioneer of Enlightenment ethics and moral philosophy.
In the 1800s, German philosopher Immanuel Kant was very critical.
He is famous for making significant advances in studying ethics and morals. Kant was born in 1724 in Berlin, Prussia. He spent his life trying to determine right and wrong and how to make moral choices.
This article will discuss Kant's ideas, breaking down the problematic moral theories he created and showing how he changed people's thoughts during the Enlightenment.
Immanuel Kant's life and background.
Immanuel Kant, a key Enlightenment figure, significantly contributed to philosophy, ethics, and metaphysics.
Understanding his life is crucial for comprehending his philosophical works. Kant's school life shaped the way he thought about philosophy.
After finishing school, he worked as a tutor and speaker, where he learned about how to teach and how people work.
Kant was influenced by thinkers such as David Hume and Christian Wolff. He thought about the nature of reality and how we know what we know. In later works, he combined empiricism and rationalism.
His major works are what Immanuel Kant left behind as an intellectual legacy.
Metaphysics was changed by critique of pure reason. 1781.
The categorical imperative was first mentioned in Critique of Practical Reason, 1788, a work of moral theory. Groundwork of the Metaphysics of Morals, 1785, and Critique of Judgment, 1790, added to Kant's ideas about right and wrong and what is beautiful. These works have had a lasting impact on modern philosophy and made Kant a significant figure. Enlightenment theories.
In What is Enlightenment?
Kant says enlightenment means letting go of the immaturity you put on yourself, depending on your understanding. He emphasizes the importance of freedom, distinguishing public freedom for questioning from the civic duty to obey orders.
Kant warns against imposing unchallenged rules on future generations, seeing full enlightenment gradually.
He acknowledges his era as an age of enlightenment and praises monarchs like Frederick the Great for fostering progress and intellectual freedom. Empiricism, pushed by philosophers like John Locke and David Hume, says that most information comes from sensual experiences and real-world observations. Followers say that people learn by interacting directly with the outside world, putting a lot of weight on observation, experimentation, and data to understand reality. Rationalism, on the other hand, is backed by philosophers like René Descartes and Baruch Spinoza. It says that natural reason and intellectual understanding are our main learning methods. Some supporters say some facts are obvious and can be understood using logic and thinking about yourself. They stress the power of deduction, the mind, and its natural ideas in shaping human knowledge. Immanuel Kant, a key figure in the thought of the Enlightenment, tried to bring together the different ideas of empiricism and rationalism.
In his synthesis, especially in works like Critique of Pure Reason,
Kant said that natural ideas and direct experience add to what people know. He came up with synthetic a priori knowledge, which says that some truths don't just come from experience but also from how facts and natural ways of thinking interact. Kant's synthesis tried to combine practical and rational methods by giving a complete picture of how people think and learn.
Kant's views on goodwill.
A significant figure in moral theory, Immanuel Kant, stressed how vital goodwill is in making moral choices.
Kant says that goodwill is the moral value that comes from the purpose behind an action, not its results. Kant's ethical theory, especially the groundwork of the metaphysics of morals,
says that goodwill is the only thing always good. When someone has it, they are determined to follow moral standards and act out of duty rather than personal wants or outside factors.
Kant stresses that moral worth is based on the value of kindness itself.
Kant said that ethical decisions should align with acting out of genuine duty and that an action's moral quality is based on goodwill. Kant says that goodwill differs from things like self-interest or feelings because it is based on moral duty, the only thing that gives something moral worth. Kant's ethical framework makes it clear that there is a difference between actions that are driven by duty and kindness and actions that are caused by other motives.
Duty and moral obligation in Kantian ethics.
Immanuel Kant's moral theory is based on duty and moral obligation, and it values actions themselves more than the results of those actions.
Duty is a fundamental idea shown to be an absolute and universal need beyond personal preferences and outside factors.
Kant's ethics say duty is separate from human wants or possible outcomes. He says that duty is the responsibility to follow moral rules based on the mind's ability to be independent.
An action's moral value comes from its purpose, usually driven by a sense of duty rather than personal reasons.
Kant came up with the categorical imperative as the moral duty principle that says actions must be based on generally applicable maxims that don't contradict each other. The categorical imperative is the highest standard of moral duty. It says that acts must be based on principles that are always true for everyone.
Universalizability, the idea that moral rules should always apply to all reasoning beings, is integral to Kantian ethics.
Kant said an ethically acceptable action needs a maxim everyone can use and doesn't lead to logical contradictions. By focusing on universalizability, moral obligations are judged fairly and reasonably, leading people to act in ways that are consistent with the categorical imperative.
The ends principle in Kantian ethics.
The ends principle is central to Immanuel Kant's moral theory and helps people make ethical choices. This concept says that people should be treated as ends in themselves, not just as means to an end.
It stresses the value and dignity of each person.
Kant says moral acts must respect other people's freedom, reason, and humanity. The ends principle says that people can't be used as tools for personal gain. This principle stresses the importance of seeing and respecting each person's natural worth. Kant's focus on seeing others as ends shows a dedication to a moral framework that puts individual worth and ethical behavior about others first.
Immanuel Kant's enduring influence on Enlightenment thought. Immanuel Kant was a famous figure of the Enlightenment.
His commitment to reason, human freedom, and the search for knowledge has significantly impacted philosophical discussion. In addition to logic, he affected political thought, how we know what we know, and how things should look. Because of Kant's unwavering dedication to moral ideals, topics such as morality, human rights, and societal duties are openly discussed and debated. Kant made meaningful, challenging, and inspiring additions to the tapestry of Enlightenment thought. They continue to be important as people ponder fundamental questions about life and morality.
Follow us on X, Facebook, or Pinterest.